Welcome to the conversion of 401k, 403b, and 457 plans to Roth accounts. I'm Bob Keebler, and I'll be your host today as we walk through the provisions of the small business bill that allow us to convert 401k plans to Roth 401ks. Basically, Section 2112 of the small business bill allows for the conversion of 401k, 403b, and 457 plans to Roth accounts. And if you convert within the four corners of your 401k plan or 403b plan, the income, absent an election to the contrary, is going to be recognized over a period of 2 years, 2011 and 2012. The tax will be paid on the original conversion value. However, very, very important, unlike an IRA to Roth conversion, the bill does not provide for recharacterization. And without recharacterization, there is no escape from a Roth conversion that goes awry. In other words, I convert $500,000 and it falls. I have to pay the tax on the $500,000. Now, let's go through some examples. Tim converts $200,000 from his 401k to a Roth 401k. The account later decreases in value by 40%. A recharacterization would not be available when Tim would be required to pay tax on $200,000. Now, example two. Tim also converts an IRA to a Roth IRA. The market falls 40%. A recharacterization would be available, and a prudent person would utilize the recharacterization privilege. Now, some good news here, though. Under the qualified plan rules, a 401k plan is viewed separately from a parallel profit-sharing plan. And when a 401k plan has after-tax basis, that creates a very unique opportunity for the taxpayer to convert the 401k, in essence, isolating that basis and only paying tax on the growth within the 401k. Now let's look at an example. Tom's 401k is valued at $200,000 and he has a basis of $80,000. Tom's profit sharing plan is valued at $800,000. A 100% 401k to Roth 401k conversion will result in $120,000 of taxable income. If a pro rata rule would apply, like in the case of IRAs, the taxable income here would have been $184,000. A million divided by the $80,000 basis, or 8% times $200,000 of basis. So you would have been able to shelter $16,000 of basis. But basically here, you're allowed to isolate that $80,000 of basis, apply it directly against the $200,000 converted from the 401k, and only recognize $120,000 of taxable income. Now, all is not gold here. The issue is, what can be converted? When the law came out, the ERISA attorneys very quickly seized upon the fact that to do a conversion, you have to have distributions. So that means that a person has to be separated from service or over age 59 and a half, or you're always allowed to take out your own 401k contributions. But the employer match, you're not allowed to convert until you actually reach 59 and a half or separate from service. So a lot of people are not going to be able to take complete advantage of this, but it's still out there. Now, one very important thing. Let's just say you represent a physician. She's 65 years old and she just retired. OBGYN. So she's a very high risk with a very long malpractice tail. And you talk to her and you say, "Doc, what do you think about converting to the Roth IRA?" And she says to you, "I'm a little skeptical about that. I realize the tax advantages, but I love the asset protection of my multi-employee ERISA plan." And in some states, of course, the asset protection for an IRA is not as strong as the asset protection for an ERISA plan. So remember, when we're working with this, we have three levels of asset protection. The ultimate protection is within the four corners of a multi-employer ERISA plan. The second place here where you're going to get protection is under state law. Okay, so under state law, in some states you have complete protection, in some states you have limited protection, and in some states you have virtually no protection. The third place is going to be within the four corners of a bankruptcy, a federal bankruptcy. Now, many asset protection and bankruptcy attorneys would say they would sooner not be in bankruptcy, but they'd sooner be able to have the money in an ERISA plan. This allows for that. I can move my money from a 401k plan, if I'm 65 years old, to an ERISA 401k Roth and still have complete asset protection. So this can be a very good thing. So when an individual moves funds from a qualified plan to an IRA, they're going to leave that safe haven of ERISA. And again, in some states, the individual may still have creditor protection. However, in other states, the protection is greatly diminished. In bankruptcy, if it's a rollover from a qualified plan, I'm going to have absolute protection as long as I haven't commingled that. However, if it's not a rollover, but it's just a regular IRA or it's been commingled, the exemption may well be only $1 million. So these are things that we have to think about, and we want to be very careful. So I think this provision of staying within the ERISA plan could be very important to your lawyer clients, your physician clients, your architect clients, engineer-type clients, people that have to worry about malpractice for a long period of time after they're retired. So this could be, again, a critical place. Now, the other thing we can do is remember, under Notice 2008-30, even after I die, my children can move my money from my ERISA plan into a Roth IRA. So we want to take a real hard look at using this provision for high-risk professionals, leaving them the protection of ERISA. Now, when we're looking at Roth conversions, so in general, when you're looking at Roth conversions for a taxpayer that has funds inside a 401k plan, let's just make it easy. They're 60 years old. They can do these conversions. But what makes the Roth work is a high basis ratio, charitable deduction carry forwards, maybe investment tax credits that have just freed up, net operating losses. In this economy, you're certainly going to represent people that have these tax attributes. Suspension of the minimum distribution rules at 70.5 is a big driver. If I can get my money, my wealth, into the Roth 401k, I'm still going to have RMDs. But if I'm 60, I could move my money into the Roth today, the Roth 401k, and then at 68 or 69, move it into a Roth IRA and avoid those required minimum distributions. Remember, with a Roth 401k, you're still going to have required minimum distributions. Taxpayers benefit from paying the income tax before the estate tax. The math here is complex. It has to do with the 691C deduction, but you're generally 5 to 7% better off, depending on the state, to be in a Roth IRA than a regular IRA. The key element here for individuals converting their 401k to a Roth 401k is going to be, do they have outside funds to pay the taxes? So do they have outside funds to pay the taxes? And the other element is, if I'm going to have to fund my Unified Credit Bypass Trust at my death with IRA-type assets, I'm going to be better to use a Roth IRA because those are real dollars. Those are 100-cent dollars, where if I do something less than that, I'm going to have 60-cent dollars with a regular IRA. Remember, if your client is married and they anticipate that one of the spouses will live 5 or 10 years longer than the other one, then converting to the Roth can make sense because you can use the married brackets when you convert. Now, post-death distributions to beneficiaries when you convert to a Roth 401k are going to continue to be tax-free. Remember, one of the reasons you may want to convert is because the rate today, the tax rate today in October 2010 is 35%, the top tax rate. The top tax rate in 2011 may go up to 39.6%, depending how this plays out. So with that arbitrage, you may want to convert today. Now, for some taxpayers, when we had the privilege in a regular IRA conversion to recharacterize, that was, you could look at using a 401k, converting to a 401k, and then recharacterizing if it didn't go well. Remember, with the 401k to Roth 401k provision, there is no recharacterization privilege. So when asset protection afforded by ERISA is not a concern, most taxpayers would be better to convert to a Roth IRA rather than a Roth 401k. Because by doing that, you create so much flexibility. Okay, you create so much flexibility on recharacterizations. Now, because the new 401k to Roth 401k statutes do not allow recharacterization, there is a risk. You have to be careful that if the market were to collapse, that you're not stuck paying tax on that original value. Now, imagine if your client had converted at the end of July 2008 to the Roth 401k, hypothetically. And then the Lehman Brothers situation developed, and of course the market fell by 40-50%. If that was the case, you would still be paying tax on the original value of the conversion with no recharacterization privilege in sight. So this is very bad. That'd be a very bad position to be in. Now, the following are several ideas people have brought me to date. Now, let's say, give you some examples. Barry, age 62, has $200,000 in his 401k plan, and he converts $200,000 directly from the 401k plan to Roth IRA. In that event, he could recharacterize. But if he had converted to a Roth 401k, he could not recharacterize. So going to a Roth IRA is the ideal situation for clients that are not worried about asset protection. Dollar cost averaging might be an idea. So you represent Mike. He has $200,000 in his 401k plan. He converts $50,000 a quarter to the Roth 401k. This will smooth out some of the beta risk in the event of a market swing within the calendar year. However, this does little to protect adverse swings after the end of the year. Now, let's say Denise has $200,000 in her 401k. She converts $50,000 a year to the Roth 401k. This would smooth out some of the beta risk in the event of an adverse market swing. In year one, if the market decreased substantially, Denise could convert all or part of her remaining 401k over to the Roth 401k. You could also buy put options outside of the ERISA plan. So let's say Ed has $200,000 in his 401k plan. He converts $200,000 directly from a 401k plan to a Roth 401k. He goes outside of the plan and he buys deep in the money put options in his brokerage account. And that may protect him against a substantial market swing. This is an expensive strategy, riddled with adverse tax implications, because the expiration of the puts will be short-term capital losses, and the profits on the put, if the market were to collapse, would be short-term gains. But it's out there and it's a possibility. Now, you could just convert bonds and low beta asset classes. So let's say you have a lady, Michelle, age 60. She has $200,000 in 401k. She converts $100,000 directly from the 401k to the Roth IRA. She only converts her bonds. And in time, maybe she converts the other asset classes. So you could just lead with the bonds and go from there. Now, once you've had a successful conversion inside the ERISA plan, you may want to reallocate across asset classes, making sure you spread out the risk to reduce the alpha of the portfolio. So let's say you represent Mickey. Mickey has $200,000 in her 401k. The $200,000 is 100% invested in the market. She also has $200,000 of cash in her brokerage account. Before converting, she goes to cash in the 401k and buys securities with the same asset allocation within her brokerage account. At the end of the day, her risk is largely the same, but she doesn't have the risk of paying tax on that $200,000 and later having it collapse. Over time, she can transition back to having securities within the Roth portfolio. So what I've tried to do today is give you a little bit of an overview. Remember, the two things that are most important, or three things that are most important with this provision is A, if a person is under 59 and a half and not separated from service, they can only convert what would be a distribution. It has to be an eligible 401k distribution. Secondly, we have to worry about asset protection. One of the reasons to stay within the four corners of the ERISA plan is because you keep that asset protection. If you jump outside of the ERISA plan, you may well lose some of that asset protection. Third thing is we want to worry about the recharacterization rule. This is, in my mind, the scariest part of all this is that if the market were to collapse, you've converted from a 401k to a Roth 401k, there's no escape, okay? There's no escape. So you have to have a plan for that if you're doing major conversions, okay? So those are things that we all have to look at. Now, remember, too, the basis rule that you can isolate that basis in the Roth 401k. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, I'm Bob Keebler, and thank you for joining us today.